This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're going to get to Peter Schrager's mock draft here in just a second. Peter Schrager, who's now with ESPN, formerly of NFL Network. He's been with ESPN for like 2 weeks. He's all over the place on there. He does a good job.
What's going on NFL Network? It's just, it was like a purge, but then aren't they ultimately, NFL Network is going to basically turn everything over to ESPN.
That's been a talk for it. One of them's acquiring the other, and I can never remember which it is. I think it's ESPN acquiring the NFL Network. But it's been talked about for like 2 years, and it still hasn't happened yet. So we'll get to Peter Schrager's mock draft here. I got to read this text to you, Seth. On the heels, if you missed a previous segment, we were paying tribute to Mike Patrick, the ESPN play-by-play announcer, largely football throughout his career, probably most famous for being Sunday Night Football for 16 years on ESPN. He was the play-by-play voice, including the Texans-Cowboys game in 2002, in which a safety by Seth C. Payne sealed the deal in that game. Longtime Texan fans remember that. Text message. How does it feel to have the greatest defensive play in Texans history ripped away from you by J.J. Watt?
Yeah.
Right? Probably the pick six, I'm assuming, is what they're talking about.
Yeah, there. I would see, just by sheer probability, J.J. was going to do it at some point.
That's a great point, yes.
That, and by virtue of, and I wouldn't have predicted at the time that the Texans wouldn't become a real NFL team for 10 years.
Yeah.
So it was, That was about it. 2011 was when you felt like, oh, okay, wait a second. This is a real NFL team.
Yes.
So that's what I was surprised. I wouldn't be surprised that J.J. Watt did it. I would be surprised that because we made steady progress those first 3 years.
That's true.
Then we had a huge, huge setback. But we had scrapped our way to being a 500 team, and then all of a sudden, boom, 2-14. So, that's cool. I'm cool. There's enough room for JJ and me.
Answer the question, Seth. How does it feel?
On the Mount Rushmore of best defensive players ever, I can share some room with JJ.
Okay, good.
We'll carve out spots for a fifth player.
There you go. That's it. Yeah. That's it. All right, let's do the mock. I love that text. That's a great text. Let's do the mock draft here. Peter Schrager. We've never done a Peter Schrager mock draft before. That's right. Great job, Ben Gary. Great job by you.
Creepy Schrager is the best Schrager.
Hit it one more time. They are still
the Texans to come deliver my newspaper and collect payment.
Just picturing him in an ice cream truck delivering that quote. Picture Peter Schrager in an ice cream truck saying this. Yeah, no disrespect to ice cream truck drivers out there. All right, so he's got a mock draft for the Texans. So let's do this here. This with the 25th overall pick. In the Peter Schrager ESPN.com mock draft, the Houston Texans select Donovan Jackson, guard, Ohio State, and I will add native Houstonian, a graduate of Episcopal High School, couple miles from NRG Stadium. And Peter Schrager says this: the Texans could look to their offensive line and add a guard who has the potential to kick outside to tackle. They're rebuilding their protection in front of quarterback C.J. Stroud. This isn't an attention-grabbing pick, but it's a sensible one in this draft.
Yeah, and Donovan Jackson, it's weird because you see him listed as a tackle on a lot of the different rankings when you go to look for the top-rated tackles or guards. So he's all over the place, and I think in a lot of people's minds, that's almost kind of changed what his value should be. Because if you're looking at him as a tackle, he's not ranked nearly as high as if you're looking at him as a guard. Mm-hmm. And I think most teams are probably looking at him as a guard. But he kicked out and had to play tackle because of a couple injuries at Ohio State this year. And he did a lot better than people would have anticipated. The first thing people will bring up with a negative about Donovan Jackson will sometimes be, he had a really tough game against Abdul Carter. If I remember correctly, I think that was his first game at offensive tackle. So I don't really put that much into it, especially because I'm looking at him as a guard. The guys like Daniel Jeremiah and Lance Zierlein, I think that they've all said that most teams are looking at him as a guard. So I would 100% be cool with this. I think the CJ Stroud teammate stuff is starting to lose a little bit of its luster now. CJ's been gone for 3 years now.
Yeah.
I think it's more that he comes from a team with a really good offense. He's produced at a high level for a long time. He's shown that willingness and ability to play on the perimeter, which I don't think proves that he can play tackle, but I think that he maybe got to display a little bit more athleticism than you can show at guard. So I'd be really happy with Donovan Jackson.
Did he bump outside? Was it when Simmons suffered the knee injury that he had to move to tackle?
Simmons got hurt, then there was a replacement, and then Donovan Jackson.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
If I remember correctly.
So they were down to their third solution there at tackle. Okay, gotcha. So Donovan Jackson, and we had the Albert Breer report earlier. We should touch on it again here. Albert Breer, in his Tuesday column, his Empty the Notebook column that a lot of these insiders are doing over these next couple days, said that the Texans are, quote, sniffing around at trading up in the draft. The belief is that it's for an offensive lineman. The belief, Breer says also, is that by the time pick 10 rolls around, Will Campbell, Armand Membu, and Kelvin Banks are all going to be gone. So it could be a trade-up, maybe a small trade-up for somebody like Gray Zabel, or maybe an aggressive trade-up if one of those other three guys I'm talking about slips. But he did mention, too, Seth, in that the Texans are doing a lot of research on Donovan Jackson.
And I wonder, this is a weird year where I think a lot of offensive linemen or offensive tackles are expected to go early, yet at the same time, it's not like they're all classically, oh yeah, this.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This guy is a top 10 pick at
right, right.
So I think there's a chance that some of those guys could fall just because right now during mock draft season, people are looking at teams and their needs and assuming that nobody ever wants to believe the GMs that say they take best player available. I think that they assume teams are going to reach for some of these guys. I think there's a better chance that Kelvin Banks is available past pick 15. And if the Texans really like him, maybe they don't have to, but they want to trade up for him. It doesn't necessarily have to be a super, super aggressive trade.
Let me ask you this about another team in the AFC South, because we're seeing more and more of this rumor now in Schrager, who you and I both agree is pretty plugged in as far as, you know, the guys that put out mock drafts. And his is based on, Peter Schrager's is not based on what he thinks teams should do. He's making it very clear. This is based on things that he is hearing, the scuttlebutt. We know it's lying season two, so we acknowledge that. But I've seen this a lot with folks lately, Seth, and it's relevant to the Texans because it's in the division. How would you feel if Jacksonville, with the fifth pick, drafted Ashton Jeanty, the running back out of Boise State? That's who Schrager. He's among many who have the Jaguars kind of swerving from Mason Graham, the defensive tackle out of Michigan, and taking Ashton Jeanty, the running back out of Boise State.
Well, look, the Jaguars have already demonstrated that by far the wisest move is to draft a running back in the first round to help out Trevor Lawrence, right?
Etienne,
knowing before him, the same year.
They drafted Leonard Fournette back in 2017 to help Bortles.
That was to help Bortles.
Yeah, yeah.
And then ATN is to help Trevor Lawrence.
Same draft class as Lawrence, yeah.
So now you can also draft another running back to help Trevor Lawrence.
Right.
Yeah. Now, it's a completely different coaching staff, different GM. That would make me a little bit nervous. I think Ashton.
Jeanty's good. He's a good
Jeanty's
player.
Really, and there's a lot of, it's a really good running backs draft. Yeah. And it's also a year where you know it's a copycat league, and the trends swing, and forever, running backs aren't that valuable anymore. Now teams have seen two teams spend on free agent running backs with the Ravens and the Eagles with great success.
Yep.
And I think the pendulum probably swings back to where there's not a chance in hell that Ashton Gentry's going to be available there at that point. But I think there's a chance that some notable running backs, I don't think all four running backs are going to get drafted. It would be it's a big, bold move if four running backs go in the first round.
Yeah.
There are four guys capable of it, I think. But I'd be surprised if the Texans took a running back.
I would too. Oh, in the first round for sure. Now, you know, that would be a fascinating reaction to see.
Well, this one didn't, if I remember correctly, I think right before the Texans, Omarion Hampton goes to the Vikings right before the Texans.
And he's a good player. Like, he's somebody, you might get upset they're drafting a running back, and then they'd show his sizzle reel, and you'd be like, okay, well, him in the backfield, maybe put him and Mixon back there together with CJ, you know, you do some things, put two running backs back there, that's your third down back, that kind of thing. I could see that. Guys with the ball in their hands, it's easy to get excited when you look at their highlight reel right after you draft them.
Oh, that's
the
best. Yeah, running backs are the best. Yeah. Every single running back the Texans have ever drafted, I have fallen in love with every single one of those running backs.
Golden falls to Green Bay in this draft to 23, two picks before the Texans. So the two picks before the Texans are very dynamic offensive weapons. Golden at 23 and Omarion Hampton at 24. That's interesting. So Donovan Jackson at 25. To the Texans, according to Peter Schrager of ESPN.com. All right, into the 8 o'clock hour we go. Payne and Pendergast. All right, let's hear from one of the newest Houston Texans, C.J. Gardner-Johnson. I get a Jimmy Ward vibe off of C.J. Gardner-Johnson, and I mean that in a very, very positive way. What's he learned so far from D'Amico Ryans? What's the mentality he's bringing to this team? He also talks a little bit about C.J. Stroud. We'll get to all of that coming up in the next segment.